I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Where are we going?
We're going to Old Town Pasadena.
Yeah, but this is a very particular place, one that I wish I'd gone to with you.
It's kind of special. It's Osawa. It's a smallish Japanese restaurant on what I guess is a restaurant row on Raymond. To some people, it's a shabu-shabu parlor. To some people, they serve sushi. And to everybody else, it's just a place to stop in for a few bites. It's almost like a perfect modern izakaya.
But the man behind it all is someone of substance.
When I've mentioned who the chef was to Japanese friends, they practically drop to their knees. It's Tachibe-san, the guy who ran all the U.S. Shaya restaurants for like 31 years. Absolutely revered in Japanese food circles. And Sayori Tachibe, his wife. I'm not saying it's their retirement project because they're working super hard, but it's this energy that you can imagine running so many restaurants at the peak of perfection, but it's now focused on this one little place, and it's kind of magical in its way.
So if it's a shabu-shabu parlor to some, a sushi place for others, and sort of like an izakaya for others still, you live in that area. What do you love to eat when you go there?
My favorite thing at the restaurant is batera sushi. It's one of the oldest kinds of sushi. It's fish, which is almost always mackerel, that's been cured, pressed into a mold with vinegared sushi rice, and there's usually like a little slip of kombu on top. The oil of the mackerel and the tartness of the rice and the sort of silent umami thing from the thing just melt into this almost explosion of flavor. It's like a little bit of soy sauce, maybe some wasabi if you've put some on. It's the basis of what sushi should be, I think.
In your review, you talk about batera sushi as almost like the working man's version of the kind of sushi that we eat now, nigiri sushi, which is a more elegant presentation.
Yeah, I mean, you go into 7-Elevens in Japan, and you can always find batera sushi. I mean, you can also find nigiri sushi, but it's not as good. The hoity-toity thing of having so many different kinds to choose from.
Okay, so we're going to have the batera sushi. Do we have to ask for it? Is it on the menu?
I'm not sure it's even on the menu. It might be by this time because I've been barking about it for so long.
So it's the kind of neighborhood place that you can go to that does sushi well.
Right.
That does noodles well. That does those really homey dishes like katsudon well.
That will have things on the regular menu, like their version of banya cauda, the Piemontese, you know, hot anchovy dip, which they've enriched with miso.
Which is really, really genius. And then they have a deli.
And then they have the deli. The deli is separate. It's on Lake. It's about a mile, mile and a half away. But it's almost like your dream lunch location, or it's my dream lunch location, where I can stop in and I can get the batera sushi, or I can get a rice bowl, or I can get a plate of tuna rolls, or I can get just some marinated seaweed and have a quick lunch either there or to go. It's an interesting concept, and I wish there were more of them.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times, talking about Osawa in Pasadena. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly recommendations.